aboard for the Day Out with Thomas Friendship Tour 2017 at the Illinois Railway Museum. Take a ride on Thomas the Tank Engine and meet his friend Percy. Tour dates are Saturday and Sunday, July 8th and 9th, and Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th. Call 866-468-7630 or visit ticketweb.com/DOWT for tickets. The Illinois Railway Museum, 7000 Olson Road in Union.
Stop into Lowe's, where you'll find big savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with paint and primer, starting at a new lower price of $17.98. And add beautiful new color outside with select perennials. Now get four for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 4/26 through 5/1. U.S. only, excluding plan offer in Hawaii. Color and selection vary by location. While supplies last, see store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning-fast two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence 4/29/17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern,
he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We save lives, and that's all that matters.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is it, Bears fans. The NFL draft begins today. Who will the Bears choose in the first round? We'll break down all the possibilities throughout the day and be with us all day tomorrow for analysis and reaction. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Central Division champion Wolves have advanced in the playoffs in dramatic fashion. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details on the second round of the Calder Cup playoffs.
We have three names right now, you know, that we like. And then, but to go further into that, we have a group of names kind of in a cloud of names kind of in the middle of the first round, and a cloud of names in the later part of the first round. So as scenarios present themselves, you can prepare, hey, if we go back mid-first round, here's the group of players we're talking about that we like, that we think realistically will be there.
That's Bears GM Ryan Pace, their strategy to draft from the cloud this evening. That, of course, is the first round of the NFL draft. It begins at 7. The Bears do have the third overall pick. On to the NBA. Without Rajon Rondo, the Bulls have not beaten Celtics in this playoff series. They are winless in three attempts now, and they trail Boston 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow at the UC. It tips just after 7. Tonight, though, Toronto and San Antonio can close out their first-round series with wins at Milwaukee and Memphis. MLB, the Cubs and White Sox both off today. A few games going on right now, though. Philly leading Miami 2-0 in the 6th. It's the Braves 6th, the Mets 3 in the 6th. Seattle and Detroit still scoreless in the 3rd. Toronto leading St. Louis 1-0 in the 4th. And Washington at Colorado just getting underway. College hoops note, 6'7 guard A.J. Turner transfers from Boston College to Northwestern. This scoreboard update brought to you by Gerald and Nissan in Naperville and North Aurora. Visit GeraldNissan.com today. Stop in the Lowe's for big savings like paint and primer, starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Offer valid 4/26 through 5/1. U.S. only. See store for details. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow, 5:35, Cubs at the Red Sox, right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
I asked Dan Bernstein who he wants the Bears to draft, and he goes, and then we take phone calls. Well,
I just want to see a plan that makes sense. But if I had to give you a guy who just, you want to turn on your TV and watch that guy in a Bears uniform.
Who
just,
do you want Jason Bernstein's jersey to look like?
And a guy who would just really intrigue me in a way that the Bears haven't had this kind of thing is Jamal Adams.
My man!
Is just having
you, wait a minute. Screw the player, screw the pick. This is a breakthrough.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Anthony Heron.
Quickly, one name. Give us a name that you think the Bears will grab if they stay there at three.
Jamal Adams for the first time. If they don't, I'm going to be upset. You watch the film, that guy is the best player in the draft. The
My
most
man.
Surefire day one pick in this draft is Jamal Adams, who will walk in as the alpha, who will know he's the man, and everybody else in the locker room will believe he's the man. This guy is a player. The Bears need to draft him at number three.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I know there's at least one draft expert that probably disagrees with me and disagrees with Anthony Heron on the proper pick for the Bears at three. Well, let's see if we've got one on the line here on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. In fact, the champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. The Chicago Tribune's Dan Wiederer is on Twitter, at Dan Wiederer, and he is with us now on The Score. It's almost here, just a few more hours, Dan.
I got to tell you, this is one of my favorite weekends on the NFL calendar, not so much because I like the event of the NFL draft, but because the pre-draft process exhausts me so much that I'm just ready to get it over with at this point.
Understood, Dan. You went on like an 8-tweet thread about the guy that would be most valuable at this position, and if you like this guy, go ahead and take him. Don't worry about what slot you're in. Let people know who don't follow you on Twitter, who are making the mistake of not following you on Twitter, who that guy was today.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you that if I were turning in the card tonight, I would turn it in for Deshaun Watson. Now, I will give you some context with that. I believe that there is more than one right answer to this test that Ryan Pace has taken tonight. I'd be fine if I was a Bears fan and they walked out of tonight with Jamal Adams, if they walked out of tonight with Jonathan Allen, if they rolled the dice on Malik Hooker. I'd be fine with all those picks. They all make sense for different reasons. For me, Watson is the best player at the most important position this year. Your only chance to get him is at that number three slot this year. And I say you roll the dice. I think that he has everything that Ryan Pace has said that he's looking for in a quarterback. Yes, there are questions. Yes, there are risks involved. But you guys have already said it on this show, how many risks are involved with every single pick throughout the entire first round. There is no such thing as a sure thing in the NFL draft. And so I would rather roll the dice on a guy who has a track record of being a proven winner at every level and just really, you know, has all the intangibles and all the qualities that Ryan Pace has expressed that he's looking for in that position.
I'd just love to know, as Ryan Pace has taken in all the input that he's gotten, every single report from all his scouts, everything he's seen with his own eyes and everything he knows the coaches want, anything he looks at objectively for some sort of metric predictive algorithmic involvement. But what is he thinking? Is he thinking, I can't get it wrong? Whatever happens, I've got to go. I got to make sure I don't get it wrong. Or is he thinking, you know, let's see what we really might be able to do here?
I will say this, that Ryan has a quiet confidence about him, and he has a conviction in his history and in his track record as a scout coming up through the ranks in New Orleans. And he really believes in the process that he goes through. And so I don't think there is going to be any trepidation in terms of the fear factor of getting things wrong. I think that he has been decisive, even if you look at roster moves. Since he got here a couple of years ago, the decision to send Brandon Marshall packing, it was popular in some corners and unpopular in others. It was a decision that he made that was in the best interest of the football team. And he said, look, if I'm going to have one crack at being an NFL general manager, I'm going to do things the way that I think that they should be done. And so I think there will be a level of decisiveness and certitude. And I think he's comfortable in that role. And it's going to be really interesting on Saturday night, when we have this whole draft class assembled, to get him to sort of explain the entirety of the process and the plan and why he took certain guys where he took them and why he passed on certain guys where he passed on them.
What conversation do you think he had with Mike Glennon, if any, about them drafting a quarterback with the first or second pick in their draft?
He said none yesterday at the pre-draft press conference at Halas Hall. I believe the discussion that Mike Glennon was zeroed in on was the one that promised him $18.5 million over the next couple of years here, and an opportunity to start right away. We'll see how it unfolds. You know, this conversation takes on a whole different tone when we get to the weekend and we see whether they drafted a quarterback, and if they did, who it was and where they took them. It's going to change the narrative considerably. But, you know, Mike Glennon needed a place to play. He got a lot of money and an opportunity to start. So we'll see where it goes. And I do believe that Mike Glennon, no matter what happens tonight, will be your week one starter in September and probably deep into 2017 as they develop whoever it is, if there is anyone that they draft in this draft.
John Fox and Ryan Pace have been on the record about culture changers and guys making the locker room better and weeding out a lot of guys who they thought didn't make the locker room better, and Brandon Marshall and Martellus Bennett and some other guys. But do you think the locker room is turned over enough to where they're fine with throwing a guy in there that may be a questionable character?
In what regard?
Well, I mean, if there's a guy somewhere in the second or third round for whatever reason has some character issues, do you think that they think this locker room is stable enough, whereas before they probably had three or four guys who are already tenured in the NFL who they thought were character issues that you may not want to throw a young player into?
Honestly, I think it's all probably case by case. I think you can find a lot of different degrees of character flaws, and certainly they'll live with a personality flaw. They don't want guys in there that are selfish, me first, you know, prima donna types. They're not going to put up with that in any capacity. But you know, and then you look at the legal stuff. That's a whole different discussion right there, whether it's a Joe Mixon or a Gary Conley or whoever it may be. I think you just have to go case by case, figure out what the board looks like when you're picking, and decide from there.
Are you anticipating or accounting for any possible positional surprise, like something where you say, wait, whoa, they did what and why that? Is there anything on your radar screen that's allowing for that?
I mean, there's nothing specific on the radar, but I will say that Ryan has been very adamant about his best player available approach and making sure that you don't, ignore that at any point in the draft, whether it's round one or round seven, that you take the guy that's on the board, and unless it's really close, or you know, unless there's a wide gap, that you don't prioritize need over talent there. And so you look at it a year ago and they get into round five, and at the time it looked like Jeremy Langford, coming off a encouraging rookie season, would be your starting running back, and there was no reason to roll the dice there, and they rolled the dice on Jordan Howard and wound up with the second leading rusher in the NFL as a rookie. And so you know, that was a bit of a surprise when Jordan Howard was drafted last year. And so there's always the possibility for something like that again at any point of this draft where you say, okay, maybe that wasn't what we were expecting. Now let's hear them explain why and what they see in the guy.
Do you think Ryan Pace would at all be gun-shy with the injury concerns to two Ohio State secondary guys in Marshawn Lattimore and Malik Hooker after dealing with soft tissue stuff for the last couple of years with Alshon Jeffrey and also Kevin White with his rod and his shin?
Yeah, this is one of those ones that the post-draft conversation is going to be very interesting to see how these guys sort of checked out medically with the Bears evaluations. I think with a guy like Lattimore, where not only did he have surgeries on the hamstrings, but he came back and was still missing time with them. You look at that, and when you look at a Bears team that was just plagued by injuries all throughout 2016, and you sort of envision the scenario where, okay, you make Marshawn Lattimore your first-round pick, and then it's the second week of August, and you're progressing into the third week of training camp, and he's already on the sideline with hamstring issues, and it's that whole here we go again factor, right? And so that's one of those guys that I think, as Ryan Pace described it yesterday, would have a pink card and certainly some medical concerns that you'd have to get yourself past in order to pull the trigger, particularly that high in the draft on him. That's the guy to me that has the bigger concerns. I think Hooker's are big concerns as well with the surgeries he's had. We'll see where it goes. Again, as I tweeted earlier, there's eight names that could come out of Commissioner Goodell's mouth tonight at number three that I could listen to and say I'm not surprised even remotely that the Bears went in that direction. And that's telling you a little something about how wacky the top of this draft board is.
There's only two tight ends who are expected to go in the first round. O.J. Howard could be a top 10 pick, and then David Njoku could also be somewhere near the middle or the end of the first round. frankly, the Bears need one. They need a tight end because Zach Miller says he's going to be fine, but he's got a history. He's not getting any younger, and he says he's going to be ready to go. But if they want to play the kind of game that I think John Fox wants to play, and that is a defensive game and essentially playing not to lose and possessing the football, they're going to need another reliable, effective tight end. I expect one to come from this draft. Do you?
You would think so. It's a deep class. This class, you know, into day three has guys that you know, a lot of scouts believe can come in and make a difference for you. Evan Ingram's one of those guys that you want to take a longer look at. Yeah, it's a position they need to address. You look at Ryan Pace's first two drafts, he's taken 15 players. The only two positions he hasn't drafted to this point are quarterback and tight end. So you think eventually they're going to have to address each of those needs and find someone that can help them. And as you mentioned, even with the money that they invested in Deion Sims in free agency, they need a guy who can stretch a field and be an elite pass catcher and a guy that can do some things for you.
So more of a blocker and red zone guy, right? That's I don't think that's going to be a guy who's running down the field putting his hand in the air.
No, absolutely. And so you need one of those guys, right? And you got to kind of target it and see where the right place to strike is. Certainly one of those positions. The scariest part about being where the Bears are is you go through their entire depth chart and you say, position of need, position of need, position of need, position. You can't really come to one that isn't a position of need. And so when you only have seven picks, you're not going to be able to address them all, and it's going to be interesting to see how it sorts out.
Dan Weeder joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Dan, one of the weaker positions in this draft is tackle. And the Bears, I don't know if anybody else is comfortable with their tackles, but I'm not. Do you think that it would behoove them to, I'm not talking about in the first pick or maybe the second pick, but do you think that they would want to scrape the best tackle off the lot after, you know, Cam Robinson and some of these other guys go just to throw another young guy in the mix rather than having to go out there and try to get another Mike Adams and then prove to you that he can't play anymore or a guy like that?
I don't think tackle is their biggest need, but I do think it's a need. I think that they have acknowledged that as serviceable as Charles Leno has been for a couple of years as a seventh-round pick who's probably exceeded the expectations they had for him when the previous regime drafted him, that they need some help there and they need to find somebody that's going to lock down that position for the long term. This is not the draft to do it in. It's a class that's incredibly weak, as you mentioned. You can't force the issue. These are exactly the types of issues that Ryan Pace talks about when he says, you know, you can't just sort of become so enamored with your needs that you start forcing the issue places. So we'll see what happens and whether they can add some depth there and some competition there. I do think that they're certainly interested in finding, you know, some added quality, some added talent, some added competition there. The question is whether they can find it in this draft, which is considerably weak at that position, more so than people around the league have seen in a long, long time.
Any insight as to if the Bears were to trade down, how and when it would happen? Like what actually plays out in a way that, because we don't know if Cleveland's going to go all Cleveland here and actually take Mitch Trubisky, and then all of a sudden, you know, Jason was saying that there could be one scenario where Myles Garrett actually falls to three, but maybe if he doesn't, how might that get catalyzed?
That's why this draft is so fascinating right now and so crazy, because there is nobody that has come to a consensus on how the top 5, 6, 7 picks are going to go. And you can't even get a consensus at what 1 and 2 are. And it's very rare at this stage, you know, 5 hours before the draft starts, to be having so much guesswork being had at the top of the board. And so it'll all be sort of on the clock. You know, the phones are going to be ringing left and right. I'm sure Cleveland's going to be taking calls and figuring out whether they want to use the pick. Is San Francisco the same way? And you know, I'll give it to these teams. A lot of them have played poker very well here for the last few months and the last few weeks and really not offering any tells into what they're going to do. You've seen scenarios that would blow your mind and scenarios that seem predictable, and we have no idea which way this thing's going to break when 7 o'clock rolls around.
Before we let you go here really quickly, Dan, you know this group, this front office, after covering them for a couple of years and now with Josh Lucas being the guy scouting for Ryan Pace, how likely do you think this team and this group of guys are to not bring in a guy, but draft him? And I'm talking about the quarterback position where Mitch Trubisky and Deshaun Watson and I believe Pat Mahomes, who had a private visit but not a workout. How likely do you think that is to happen, where they don't bring a guy in, they just go ahead and draft him off of their scouting only?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different sort of avenues for this. And you know, obviously Deshaun Watson didn't come in here on a visit to Alice Hall, but the Bears sent the entire caravan down to Clemson's Pro Day and spent a lot of time visiting with folks there to get a feel for him. And so if they do decide to swing at a quarterback, it's going to be very interesting to sort of probe them on how much research they did. A guy like Trubisky, who only has 13 games starting in college and has a file that is very short to go through, you'd think that if you were really, really interested in that guy, that you'd be doing a lot of work on him if you were going to make him the face of your franchise and your projected franchise quarterback with a pick in the top five, that you would want to do a lot of work on it. We'll see. You know, crazier things have happened. I've seen players drafted in the first round before that have had almost no contact with the team that drafted him. I think specifically of Harrison Smith in Minnesota, who said that he was absolutely stunned when the Vikings picked him because he had not heard from them for 1 second after he played for them at the Senior Bowl. And so teams do different levels of intel on different guys in different ways. And this quarterback discussion is one that's going to carry us a long way for the next 3 or 4 months. No matter what happens this weekend, we're going to be discussing it, dissecting it, and figuring out who they took and who they didn't take. And you know where I stand on this one. I put it out there, and probably is going to be something that's thrown back at me 5 years from now when everybody's laughing at me when Deshaun Watson's selling hot dogs on a corner somewhere in Georgia.
Always appreciate your time, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
That is Dan Wiederer among the army of people covering the Bears in the NFL for the Chicago Tribune, and that was brought to you by Jimmy John's Fresh, Fast, and Tasty. Jimmy John's is love at first bite. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Fresh.
I got some more draft questions for you and the people out there. 312-644-6767. See, you opened it up with the pick yesterday with Jamal Adams.
You tied me to a guy?
Yeah. So I want to throw some other names at you and what you would do as well.
Okay, I do have, if they want to...
Contingency plan?
If they want to wait on a quarterback, there is a guy that I have liked that I have continued to like. I don't know exactly what the Bears think about him, but I can give you that name as well. That I'm just I will tie myself to another guy in this draft. And you know, I've been wrong before. I'm not afraid to be wrong again.
Yeah, let's do it. And you can jump in as well. Who do you like? This is that day where any name you mention pretty much here in the first round. I mean, there's 7 or 8 names that have been thrown about since the beginning of this draft process for this number 3 pick. So we know you got a name out there, and also the people who jumped on the Twitter poll. On Twitter at Jason1Goff. I got over 800 votes on this, so we'll go through that as well.
And come say hey, come on out there. You have no excuses today. You might as well. It's, you know, when draft weekend starts, I keep thinking it's Friday. You might as well pretend it's Friday because, yeah, you know, why not? So you can come out to Cork and Carry at 106th and Southwestern in Beverly and join us. You know, when we get done, it's going to be the full tilt boogie Bears draft production.
Chairs up here.
Oh, and you're gonna...
There's a TV facing the stage. This has never happened for us before, so you know it's some real deal football getting ready to go down up
not
here.
Not just the Craftsman Mobile Studio. They've got all kinds of signage and things and stuff for you.
What the hell?
But, you know, look, we're in Beverly where even the black guys look like that.
No, the brothers don't look like that in Beverly. All the brothers in Beverly look like they're scared. No, I'm just messing
Well,
around.
You know the time I went into the wrong grocery store?
The wrong grocery, what, like a Moo and Oink? What do you mean the wrong grocery
apparently,
store?
Apparently, I stopped. We've done so many roads from here that there's a grocery store here. It's like the Fair Play, and then there's the county fair grocery store down on Western.
Right.
They're not a quarter mile from each other, but I guess one is understood to be the white grocery store.
Is that right?
And one is not.
Oh.
And nobody told me.
I did not know there was a whites-only grocery store Beverly.
It's just sort of the way it people explained after the fact.
I did not know
because
that.
Because I walked into the other one.
Oh, what? Were you in Mount Greenwood or were you
no,
in Beverly?
No, I was right here. I just needed some chicken legs.
Well,
I figured, all right, I'll stop it. And at the
so
moment,
you needed some chicken legs, and they sent you to the black grocery store.
Nobody sent me anywhere. I just stopped at the first grocery store I saw.
All right,
and I parked. And I walked in. I'm getting the look.
Well,
like I was not supposed
like you
to be there.
Supposed to
I said, I just wanted to buy some chicken.
Didn't
legs.
Feel so good, did it?
It was okay. I was fine.
Welcome to every police encounter.
It wasn't. I never felt threatened. I just did. And then somebody. I kind of like looking around. And I realized. So I asked somebody after, like, what was the deal? They said, oh yeah, you're the other one.
That's the
one
other grocery
right,
store.
The one on Western.
Not a bitch.
One,
all right. Well.
I
there
didn't
it
know.
Is. Well,
nobody told me.
I will say at this moment, there are a majestic number of brothers in the Beverly area. We should all be fine. We all rode together. This will be a fun time from 1 to 6, 5:58. I will tell all of you, you're on your own. That's about it. No, this is going to be a good time.
Yep.
We're going to talk some NFL draft.
You got questions when we come
back. We got questions. Right, we got questions. Greg Gabriel at 3 o'clock. We got Adam Kramer at 4 o'clock. Your phone calls at 312-644-6767. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show live at Cork and Carry on the south side on 670 The Score.
This is it, Bears fans. The Bears will make a critical decision with the third overall pick tonight. Our team of Bears experts will be there to cover it all live only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. This may sound stunning, but it should not be a surprise. If the Browns win tonight's draft, the Browns have to win the draft. Because when you've got four of the top 52 picks and 11 in seven rounds, you better have a plan, and they do, to stockpile and load up for this very moment. Then again, isn't this the last franchise you want loading up and hoarding draft picks? After all, what good is having all those picks if you're going to end up actually using those picks? And nobody is worse with their draft picks than the Browns. Then again, we're led to believe that this time it's going to be different because this crew is different. Browns fans, let's be real. Set the bar appropriately right there on the ground. That way you won't be disappointed. All they have to do is take Myles Garrett number one overall, and you can consider that a big win. I'm Jim Rome. CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, this is Dan Mayer from Northwest Metalcraft. Join us this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for our annual outdoor warehouse furniture sale between 9 and 5, located at 1717 East Davis in Arlington Heights. Over our 70 years in business, thousands of outdoor items, patio furniture, grills, mailboxes, and outdoor accessories have been added to our 22,000 square foot showroom. Visit our tents on Davis Street and purchase your patio furniture early so you can enjoy those warm summer evenings. With spectacular savings up to 80% off, you cannot go wrong. There will be many one-of-a-kind discontinued and clearance items. We have wicker, cast aluminum, and wrought iron by great manufacturers such as Woodard, Telescope, and Chicago Worker. We will also have discontinued grills by Komodo Joe and Weber. Look for the tents on Davis Street and shop early for best selection. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
This is a price alert. This is the Canals BMW courtesy car sale. Start your shopping. More than 75 2017 BMW models, never titled, briefly used as corporate and customer courtesy transportation, are now available to the public at great savings. BMW 3 Series sedans, luxurious 7 Series models, BMW X1, X3, and X5 sport activity vehicles will now be sold on a first-come basis. And at these prices, they will go fast. So hurry in for exceptional savings on your favorite BMW. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Canals BMW through BMW Financial Services. The Canals BMW courtesy car sale is underway. Shop Canals BMW, Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, canalsbmw.com.
If you're even thinking about getting a new ride, there's no better time than during Sunrise Chevrolet's 20th anniversary sale. They're celebrating with big savings on over 350 new Chevys. And when I say big, I mean big, gargantuan, monstrous, full of cars. A new 2017 Traverse, just $24,999. A brand new Malibu, only $16,999. Wait, did I read that right? My eyes must be fooling me. Wow, now that's a steal of a deal. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
Stop into Lowe's where you'll find big savings on those projects popping up on your to-do list. Grow a happy and healthy lawn with 20% off all Stay-Green fertilizer and grass seed. Plus, get cooking with 25% off all Charbroil commercial and signature series gas grills. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Stay-Green offer valid 426 through 58. Grill offer valid 426 through 51. Selection varies by location while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
Need legal advice by reputable attorneys? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Stop into Lowe's, where you'll find big savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with paint and primer, starting at a new lower price of $17.98. And add beautiful new color outside with select perennials. Now get four for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 4/26 through 5/1. U.S. only, excluding plan offer in Hawaii. Color and selection vary by location. While supplies last, see store for details.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out. Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Central Division champion Wolves have advanced in the playoffs in dramatic fashion. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details on the second round of Calder Cup playoff games. Well, it's draft day, and the first round is this evening. It starts at 7 o'clock, and your Chicago Bears have the third overall pick. On to the NBA and the Bulls. The Bulls are winless without Rajon Rondo in the series against the Celtics and now trail Boston 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow at the UC and tips just after 7. Tonight, though, Toronto and San Antonio can close out their first-round series with wins at Milwaukee and Memphis. Major League Baseball, the Cubs and White Sox both have the day off today. MLB Now, the Phillies leading Miami 3-1 in the 7th. The Braves doubling up the Mets 6-3 in the 8th. Seattle and Detroit are scoreless in the 5th. Toronto leading St. Louis 1-0 in the 6th. And Washington and Colorado are scoreless in the first inning. College hoops, 6'7 guard A.J. Turner. He transfers from Boston College to Northwestern. Go Cats. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Woodfield Nissan. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com. And Craftsman Days are now at Sears. Up to 50% off Craftsman tools. Visit your local Sears store or Sears.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's tomorrow, 5:35, Cubs and Red Sox, right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
And now, time for a Bernstein and Goff Bears draft memory.
Very glad to have drafted Evan Rodriguez and have Evan become a Chicago Bear. Right role, right fit for player and team. We see Evan as a combination of a fullback and an F tight end.
Bears released fullback Evan Rodriguez today. He was arrested for a DUI charge in May. Devin Aromashadu is back, though, signed to the roster. Gabe Kurimi traded to the Buccaneers for a sixth-round pick yesterday. It became official today. The Patriots have reportedly signed Tim Tebow.
That was your Bernstein and Goff Bears draft memory on 670 The Score.
Draft nightmare.
Hey, brutal.
Yeah, shout out to Brendan and Tanny and Shane and everybody involved with bringing up so many dark memories for Bears fans over the years while we're hanging out with a bunch of them today.
Yes, we are. The Score will be hosting a special For the Vets event at the Score Studios in downtown Chicago for military veterans Monday, May 8th. Be caller 6 right now and win 2 tickets to this VIP experience hosted by Lawrence Holmes. Military ID is required. So I know we're going to grab a couple phone calls here. I mentioned months ago that I liked what I saw for the most part in Pitt quarterback Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, you did.
And I don't think he's a first-round pick. I don't think he's a polished plug-and-play starter. I think he's a solid professional NFL quarterback eventually. And if that's the kind of guy where if you want to roll with Mike Glennon for now and you want to have somebody who's run a pro offense, who possesses some pro traits, he doesn't have the greatest arm. I understand that. He doesn't always handle pressure ideally. And that's why he's not going to be a first-round pick, because if he had a great arm, there'd be people talking about him right alongside Mitch Trubisky if there were some of the physical skills there. But I do think that's an NFL quarterback of some quality and some capacity at some point.
Well, I like to treat NFL quarterbacks like relationships. Who don't you trust? All right? So you start to weed out who you don't trust, and then you're probably left with the people that should be around you. So if you look at this NFL draft, and you are general manager Dan Bernstein of whatever team that needs a quarterback, and let's face it, if you're at the top of the draft, you probably do need a quarterback at some point. Who don't you trust, or who don't you have enough knowledge to trust as of yet? Because obviously the Mitch Trubisky thing with 13 games played. I saw Mitch Trubisky play a few games last year because North Carolina was on ESPN a few times, and then you see the bowl game against Stanford where guys were dropping touchdown pass after touchdown pass for him. I don't know that I feel the way about everyone.
The way you phrase it makes it tough for me because...
Do you trust that he's going to be a player that you will feel good about 7 to 10 years from now?
I have no idea. I can't say that about anybody. It's not really an insult to say no.
Really?
Because here's the thing. Deshaun Watson is a... I love the guy. You know, he just seems like such a solid guy. I'm not sure if somebody who is that reliant on run-pass options in that particular offense and getting the ball in the hands of those guys, I don't know if on a windy day he's going to stand in and drive the ball into a spot right into the gut of a tight end at just the right time. I'm just not sure that some of these guys now...
In Watson, okay.
Yeah, so I mean...
But don't you have...
I want him to be good.
Do you have guys in the NFL now who you'd... You know what he sounds like to me? He sounds like a perfect West Coast quarterback where you're talking about window throwing and also short throws, you know, not airing the ball out, timing patterns, big wide receivers who don't get beat on jams at the line of the scrimmage, making sure that you put the stuff around him to accommodate his skills and to supplement some of the things that he lacks. Yeah, that's what he sounds like to me. Now, if you're going to talk about the big arm guys or the guys who you feel like can throw it through a wall, that's why Pat Mahomes is skyrocketing, because this guy not only
big arm guy,
95 mile an hour fastball on the diamond. I mean, you know he could throw a football.
Well, so could Kyle Long.
Well, that's fine.
He's a right guard.
I just like Kyle to weigh more than 270 pounds by the time training camp.
He's working on it.
Yes, that's good. I'm good with that. But that's why Pat Mahomes, because the arm is sexy to everyone. Like you said, on a windy, rainy day, is this guy going to be able to grip it and rip it? I asked myself, who's the guy that's going to win? And they're not mutually exclusive either. You can have a big arm and still, you know, win a ton of ball games. I just feel like in the biggest moments on college football's biggest stage, and that's the only stage he could play on the last couple of years, Deshaun Watson beat two of the best defenses I've seen since the Miami days in the early 2000s. So that being the case,
he also beat him in large part relying on plays that are illegal in the NFL.
I can dig it, and he beat him with Mike Williams 1 year, and without him, he lost them. So there's a lot on each side of the ledger. I just, if we're gonna go somewhere as far as quarterbacks, I don't know how Deshaun Watson isn't the best quarterback, and these other guys aren't being talked up because people are talking down Deshaun Watson.
In Vernon Hills, it's Rick on the Score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm curious about one thing. Was there anybody on the Bears scouting squad last year who had a positive view of Dak Prescott? Because if that same person is on the squad this year, maybe that would be a way to sort through the four guys in terms of their being able to identify whatever the intangibles were that somebody saw with Dak Prescott that most people missed.
See, Rick, it's tough with a guy that goes in the fourth round because multiple teams, including the Dallas Cowboys, passed on him three times. Like, if a guy goes in the first round and he's the 15th pick, and you go, what the hell were the first 14 teams thinking they needed a quarterback? That's not the case here. Dak Prescott had an issue that people were worried about off the field with the DUI that went away. And also, I mean, every highlight you saw of Dak Prescott reminded you of the Jake Lockers of the world and the Tim Tebows, where he was in that offense where he's a big enough dude that they can actually, Dan Mullins, who was Tim Tebow's offensive coordinator, if I'm not mistaken, made him run the football as big as he was. And Mississippi State got to the number one ranking because he was doing that Tim Tebow kind of stuff. So all that bad Tebow baggage went with him. I'm sure a lot of people who scouted him saw that he was a better throw of the football, but when somebody goes in the fourth round, man, I mean, come on.
I believe Tebow baggage was an underrated hobbit, actually. In Tinley Park, Noah is on WSCR.
Hello?
He's dead.
Hello?
Noah?
I was just wondering what your opinion on trading back, taking Watson, and then tomorrow night taking Peppers. I just feel like Watson is just a great personality, and I think the city would
depends
really
on what
love
you're
him
trading,
after getting rid of Cutler.
You're talking with Jabril Peppers? Where do you play him?
I know where you play.
Great question. No idea, but just take a flyer.
Okay, so then you can't. You don't take a flyer at a guy in the second round.
He's like a punter.
You take a flyer on a late round pick. You don't take a flyer on a pick that important.
I think Jabril Peppers.
Just a guy. Just admit that's a guy whose name you know and you just wanted to say it. That's
right,
fine.
He's a Big Ten guy.
Yeah.
No, Jabril Peppers. Matt Bowen broke it down too. In this day and age, where what 65% of the guys are playing out of sub packages, you could put him at a sub package linebacker or a dime safety and get away with it.
Yeah,
now, if you're going straight up,
play him at little linebacker.
Middle
linebacker.
And if he's one of three safeties back there, if you're in a dime package, he's not going to kill you.
Right.
Now, if you're in just in base stuff, then you might be in some issues because people are going to pick on him a little bit.
And he hasn't made a lot of plays on the ball that you've seen.
Well, he's a perfect bear safety then.
This segment has been brought to you by the PowerShares series. See tennis legends John McEnroe, Andy Roddick, Jim Courier,
and Philippoussis.
And Mark Philippoussis compete May 17th at UIC Pavilion. Tickets and VIP packages are available at PowerSharesSeries.com and Ticketmaster.com. What? Oh, that guy?
The worst.
Everything he touches turns to crap.
Remote terrorist.
Seriously. We need a taser. He ruins every room he's in. Mitch will kick him out of here when Mitch shows up.
He ruins every room he's in.
He does.
He's like this. He's like the Isaiah Ryder of remotes.
I think he's been in the Bears draft room most years. And that's
yeah, he's
the
making
problem.
The picks. That's
just
the issue.
An absolute walking nightmare. He's just, if anybody has a taser or...
Oh,
something.
Oh, this is Beverly. I'm sure there are at least three or four firearms in this room right now.
The police are coming, right?
Yes, the police are coming. My uncle is on his way.
Can they dispatch him?
They cannot do those kinds of things.
Nightstick? Just
no. There's a lot of heat right now on CPD. I don't want it to come down on my uncle.
I won't say anything. I'm not snitching.
Oh, yeah, because that's the problem that the Chicago police have had for a long time, snitching.
I'll spill something on the body cam.
I'll do whatever I have to do to get that taken care of. We're not going to add to the issues that we have in this city in terms of the community and police. We're not going to do that on a beautiful Thursday at Cork and Carry. By the way, This is quite the room. Like, I've only been on in the beer garden portion of this.
No, where, no, it's the party room.
Where North and Ozzy got into it like a decade ago, and North called Ozzy Jr. and Ozzy, not Ozzy Jr., but he actually called Ozzy.
No, he would never insult him that way.
Yeah, I don't want to call Ozzy Jr. But North was screaming at Ozzy, and I was producing the show after that. And that's the last time I've been here. This is a really, really nice room. There's
Junior
parking. Yeah, there's ample park. By the way, I'm pulling up to the remote today, and there's one space on the street. And I'm like, all right, I could either do what I want to do, which is reverse the whole way down this street and get that space. But then I'm like, JN Beverly, cool out. You don't want no problems out here. So I do the right thing, which is make the left down the street and get ready to do the U-turn. And all of a sudden, little Danny Bernstein comes out of nowhere going 127 miles an hour, busts a U-turn in the middle of the street. Mm-hmm. I know he saw me because we locked eyes and took the parking space as if he wasn't going to see me. And when we came to work together,
you gotta be
like,
flexible.
Like he did it as if I was some old athletic little lady that he's done it to outside of Jewel or Mariano's somewhere. Like you weren't going to be sitting next to me for 5 hours.
Your big truck wouldn't have fit in that spot.
You're a damn lie. Did you see how big that spot was?
You wouldn't have fit there.
There was like 27
you
spots.
You would have been there all day, backing
his
in
fuel efficient mom mobile. And I was looking for what now. The problem is, I'm parked in front of a house. And if you know anything about the South Side.
Oh, you're definitely getting shot.
Yeah, you know anything about the South Side. You park in front of somebody's house and you're not visiting or you don't come around there too often.
You better bring some cookies when you come to get your
car. Without question,
right?
Like my windows have already been broken into. My car is probably on concrete blocks out there. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For stealing
anytime.
The parking space,
absolutely,
you jerk.
Absolutely my pleasure. Hate Top you. Of the hour, Greg All Gabriel. Greg Gabriel's
you're
got
a wicked man.
He is a great draft story.
He's not a wicked man. He's a nice guy.
After the Top of the Hour on the Score.
Bears fans, get Chicago's best draft coverage from the Score's team of Bears experts. Paul Markish, Dan Pompey, Brad Biggs, Mike Mulligan, Patrick Manley, Greg Gabriel, and Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. Don't miss our live coverage of the 2017 NFL Draft. Tonight, starting at 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score or 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Stop into Lowe's, where you'll find big savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with paint and primer, starting at a new lower price of $17.98. And add beautiful new color outside with select perennials. Now get 4 for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 4/26 through 5/1. U.S. only, excluding plan offer in Hawaii. Color and selection vary by location. While supplies last, see store for details.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the World with Pauly Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their cities safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Monday on CBS is getting brighter with two broke girls.
Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Caroline and Max.
I'll go get you the wine list. Don't get excited. That's just a list of everything Caroline's whined about in the last year.
Two girls.
We'll be together way past when we should be.
That's just how we roll.
Two broke.
We don't have grooming money. I'm still cutting my hair with a sword.
And two funny.
Two scrappy girls with so little you can't help but love them. I hate them already.
Two broke girls. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me?
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. Don't miss Elementary.
It's been 5 years since you committed to being a detective.
Do I get a cake for that?
Holmes.
What you and I do, it's not a job, it's a calling.
Watson.
Your problem is that you think you're smarter than everyone else.
I am smarter than everyone else, demonstrably.
When these two get together...
I was gone for 5 minutes, you built a bomb?
My intention is to solve a murder.
It's anything but Elementary.
He's been really hard to catch, but he's going down today.
Quite.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer...
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern...
He usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside...
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We save lives, and that's all that matters.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Did you shoot that man in a parking space?
When you get old, you'll understand.
Oh, Colangelo Bernstein.
Hey.
Now you can't leave. This actually looks like a place where you'd lock the doors and say, now you can't leave. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show.
I mean, looking down to see there's plastic sheeting under my feet.
It's just saying, you know, hey, Bernsey's gone and we couldn't do nothing about it. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. We are not on watch 670thescore.com,
no.
But we do have something here that will take pictures of you.
Yeah, the HAL 9000.
It's not the HAL 9000.
It is.
It is not that. It is a more futuristic and revolutionary machine than the HAL 9000. I truly believe all this is doing is supplying mugshots to the CPD.
More futuristic
than HAL 9000, yeah.
Than a sentient, murderous computer?
Just telling you. That's telling there. Actually,
that would be the worst thing of all. The irony if he became that. There's some names here that I think you'll find interesting that were compiled by listener
Joe. You don't know
Joe.
What I'll find interesting.
He says, don't take one of these quarterbacks in the first round. Don't do it.
Why?
Don't fall into the populist trap set by the media on this. Don't worry about selling jerseys tomorrow. Do not do it.
But what if you believe it?
Since 2000... 45 quarterbacks have been drafted in the first round. Okay?
I got you.
Of them, 14 could charitably be considered successes. 14 out of 45.
Yeah, we know because there are not a lot of quarterbacks that could play actual NFL football.
Okay, this is your hit rate here.
Okay? Okay?
These are the hits. Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Eli,
mm-hmm.
Ryan, Newton, Flacco, Rivers, Palmer, Luck, Vic, Stafford, and then question marks next to Winston, Mariota, and Wentz.
You can take those question marks off of those three.
Okay, well, I understand.
Right.
Here are the misses. Okay? It says Alex Smith, dude, was number one overall, not a hit.
Yes.
Cutler, Pennington, Sanchez, Vince Young, Tannehill, Grossman, Bridgewater, Bradford, RG3, Leftwich, Bortles, Jason Campbell, Josh Freeman, Joey Harrington, David Carr, Kyle Bowler, Patrick Ramsey, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder, J.P. Losman, Matt Leinart, Tebow, Whedon, E.J. Manuel, the aforementioned Jake Locker, Jared Goff, Johnny Football.
Whoa! After 1 year, we're already wiping out Jared Goff.
Brady Quinn, he adds Paxton Lynch with a question mark, and Jamarcus Russell. Stick to the plan. Stay pragmatic. See, don't be lulled into a national championship game performance extrapolation.
No, this is the problem that I have. And you, I think, would argue against something like this, too. Just because guys have been bad or guys have made bad picks before, if you believe a guy is the real deal, why should that stop? Why should past performance or past history stop you if you trust your scouting? That's drafting scared. That's hustling backwards right there. I'm not going to draft it. So when are you going to draft a quarterback then? You going to draft a third-round quarterback and be surprised when he's trash? Like at some point, if you think a guy is better than everybody else does, you take him and you live with it.
Russell and Schaumburg, you're on the score.
I couldn't have said it better. How you guys doing? I love your show, first of all.
Well, Dennis, Russell, say it again then.
I love what your thoughts were, because it's kind of, you're kind of taking my shine a little bit. In my perfect world, you guys to me are the experts. I listen to you guys every day, so I want to see what you guys think about this. If Watson is there, and you know you're not going to get him, you can't measure winning. We know he can win. Take Watson at number three, if possible. Because if the draft is so deep as everyone says about DBs, then trade back into the first round and get you a first round DB. Day two, you have two first round guys already in pocket. You got your quarterback of the future, and you have your corner or your safety or whichever way you go if you trade back in. My thing is, if that's your guy, get him. If you believe in him, get him, regardless of what like you said.
I think he will. I think if it is his guy, he'll get his guy.
Yeah, and I don't want a scared drafter. If you're going to get fired, you're going to get fired anyway. You might as well get fired, you know, unloading the clip. And Ryan Pace hasn't seemed like a scared. He moved up two spots because he was scared. He actually knew that the Giants were going to take Leonard Floyd if he didn't go get him.
Remember at the end of Slumdog Millionaire when the older brother who was the gangbanger is standing in the bathtub on the pile of money?
Just let it ride.
Letting everybody have it.
Let it ride.
That's how you're going out?
Listen, you are what? You get 5 years before people start to go, all right, this time for this guy to be fired, right?
Was Salim, was that his name? The older brother, Salim?
I believe so. You get 4 or 5 years before people start to come for you anyway. You're getting close to that point. You got yourself one good draft. You stack another decent draft on top of it. But if I believe Deshaun Watson is the guy, maybe number three might be too high. But if you do believe he's the guy, then nothing is too high. Right? If you've done all your analysis, your scouting,
but your job is to make sure you're getting the maximum for what that pick is worth. Even if you could take anybody you want there. That's the Phil Emery idea.
I want Jamal Adams.
Like everybody else had Shea McClellan as a fourth round pick. People had Kyle Long as a third round pick. He did what you wanted. He had his guy, and given the first opportunity to take him, he took him.
And 21 teams didn't have Aaron Rodgers as their guy.
And how many teams passed on Dak Prescott how many times?
Right. But more so with the first round pick, where Deshaun Watson is thought to, you know, people don't think he'll get past Houston or some of these teams at the end of the first round because of what happened with Tony Romo. I feel as if I would respect it more. And I would fire less arrows, and he's an overnight guy. I would fire less arrows at the guy in 2 years if he takes Deshaun Watson and he gets in front of that podium and he says, you know what, damn it, I've been watching this dude play football for 2 years and I haven't seen a better winner, and the things that we can work on with him at the quarterback position,
okay,
they're there for us.
Well, what if I say, look, you could probably have gotten him at 12 and added another second-round pick and maybe a third-round pick. Why didn't you do that?
Because nobody was offering.
You're lying to me.
I don't care what you feel.
Yeah,
that's my job.
Greg Gabriel has some draft war room stories for us and the latest on what he's hearing next on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Aboard
for the Day Out with Thomas Friendship Tour 2017 at the Illinois Railway Museum. Take a ride on Thomas the Tank Engine and meet his friend Percy. Tour dates are Saturday and Sunday, July 8th and 9th, and Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th. Call 866-468-7630 or visit ticketweb.com/DOWT for tickets. The Illinois Railway Museum, 7000 Olson Road in Union.
Stop into Lowe's, where you'll find big savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with paint and primer, starting at a new lower price of $17.98. And add beautiful new color outside with select perennials. Now get four for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 4/26 through 5/1. U.S. only, excluding plan offer in Hawaii. Color and selection vary by location. While supplies last, see store for details. Stop into Lowe's, where you'll find big savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with paint and primer, starting at a new lower price of $17.98. And add beautiful new color outside with select perennials. Now get four for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 4/26 through 5/1. U.S. only, excluding